Bone Boy Speaks, episode 446, Butthurt Blackberry.
T-Mobile is definitely shaking things up in the U.S. Mobile phone carrier space. And they've done a lot of interesting promotions as far as their pricing plans and such. And one upgrade plan they did recently was actually targeting BlackBerry users. And they said, well, we'll give you a $200 trade-in to essentially get a new phone and sign up with, you know, the new Simple Choice plans and such. And they drew a lot of criticism from BlackBerry themselves and from ardent BlackBerry fans that they felt that they were getting targeted. and so John Laguerre, who doesn't skirt away from criticism and controversy, he said, okay, fine, what we'll do is we'll make the offer a little bit better, and if somebody wants a BlackBerry, we'll actually we'll give them, instead of $200 for trading in a working BlackBerry, we'll give them $250. So we'll give them $50 more. And so this promotion, that was kind of, calling BlackBerry's bluff, right? Is that they, BlackBerry said, people aren't going to get off of BlackBerry. Well, it turns out from this promotion, 94% of the people that participated in this this trade-in deal got something other than a BlackBerry. Now, granted that T-Mobile didn't necessarily make it easy. They didn't stock BlackBerries in stores as much. Although they said that we'll ship them to you. I think there are, at the end of the day, right, there are a lot of people that have mobile phones that aren't necessarily brand loyalists in one way or the other. They'll get the phone that is that they like at the time, and it will be, they don't necessarily care so much if it's what it is. And, maybe BlackBerry at the time that they bought a phone was the thing to get. And now, and it worked for them. And, they're not as invested in a smartphone platform as us tech douchebags. And so, they saw it as an opportunity to get something different. And, and for T-Mobile, it's actually a good thing, right? I mean, because, BlackBerries are not the, they're not obviously they're not as popular anymore, but from a carrier perspective, it requires somewhat different infrastructure to support BlackBerries. They have to have servers on the back end to support all of those BlackBerry users, and it's not to say that they can't have them, and in some cases they're a little bit more data friendly as far as using less data, but that's extra infrastructure that they have to maintain, whereas a regular smartphone will either use Apple stuff or Google stuff, so the carrier doesn't have to do anything. So it's probably extra stuff that they have to maintain if they've got BlackBerry users, and if they've got less of them now, well then there's less stuff they have to maintain. It probably ends up being a win-win for getting new smartphones in people's hands, and also getting them on the new rate plans, of course, because I'm sure some of those plans were, they were definitely legacy plans, T-Mobile's trying to get people onto their Simple Choice plans, which, they're not bad plans at all. In fact, I think they're the best deal in wireless if you're doing a postpaid plan, at least, especially if you travel internationally with their new roaming deal and such. And so this is, and of course all the BlackBerry fanboys are butthurt over this thing. And, guess what, guys? It's business. And, BlackBerry has had lots of opportunities to produce a product that people want. And unfortunately, BlackBerry hasn't done that yet. It'd be nice if they continue to make stuff and be competitive in the marketplace. But right now, I mean, Windows Phone, which is not doing all that fantastic, is the clear third place. BlackBerry continues to lose market share, at least in the U.S. They've got some holdouts some other places, and of course they've got BlackBerry Messenger and and you know they're putting that out there. They should have done that a few years ago, maybe. But anyway, this is you know, I'm not this you know, I applaud T-Mobile for you know, for using the opportunity, you know, and that's, and you know, it's business, and there's, and of course now they're saying, oh, we'll focus on Verizon and AT&T. Well, you know, again, I don't know that Verizon and AT&T are doing much to necessarily court BlackBerry people either. So, you know, to me, it just sounds like a bunch of sour grapes, and I suppose, you know, we'll see this continue to play out and, you know, in the marketplace and, you know, I'm not going to, I don't wish BlackBerry ill, because I have some friends that work there, but you know, clearly they're losing the market share battle, and you know, being upset about you know, a carrier essentially, you know, converting a bunch of people to a different platform, they shouldn't be surprised by that. It's you know, it's this is business, and this is what you know, and this is what the operators are in the business of doing, just like BlackBerry, to try to make money.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.